I'm Tommy McNeil. Climate change, healthcare, equal pay for women, trade, Afghanistan, immigration, and impeachment of President Trump. There's a lot of the issues debated this Wednesday night, now Thursday, between Democratic presidential candidates in the U.S. state of Michigan. Like the first round of debates, frontrunner former Vice President Joe Biden was a target. His voting record as a U.S. senator was called into question, and he was asked whether or not he regretted voting opposite policies that are most common to the current Democratic platform. It gets tougher to appear on the stage at the third debate 6 weeks from now. To qualify, then, candidates must have 130,000 campaign contributors and at least 2% support in four polls. Only seven of this week's 20 debaters have already met the third debate criteria. A tally of House Democrats finds that nearly half now support an impeachment inquiry against President Trump. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Nearly half the Democrats in the House and one independent now say the impeachment effort should move forward against President Trump. But the Associated Press count of 115 lawmakers is far short of the 218-vote majority needed to pass most bills. Many view the August recess as a crucial time for lawmakers back in their districts to hear from voters on the issue.
That is AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. The South Korean military detained a North Korean soldier who crossed the heavily fortified demilitarized zone that separates the two countries. The soldier expressed his intention to defect to South Korea. The unidentified man was first detected by thermal imaging equipment moving south late Wednesday, and South Korea troops took him into custody. This is VOA News. The United States on Wednesday imposed sanctions on Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, effectively slamming the door on the country's top diplomat. AP's Ed Donahue.
Zarif has been critical in the past of U.S. sanctions. He spoke in Tehran last year.
The U.S. administration appears to believe that imposing illegal draconian sanctions on Iran will bring about such pain to our nation that it will force us to submit to its will.
The highly unusual action of penalizing the top diplomat of another nation comes a month after President Trump placed sanctions on Iran's supreme leader. It's part of an escalating campaign to pressure Iran over its nuclear program. Zarif says on Twitter, sanctions have no effect on him or his family. He has no property or interest outside of Iran. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Thailand for the ASEAN summit that comes just hours after North Korea's latest ballistic missile test. The second summit by Pyongyang is less than a week. Pompeo is hosting a U.S.-ASEAN meeting Thursday with his counterparts in Bangkok, saying many of them share a vision for security, peace, and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific. He's also delivering a speech on U.S. economic engagement in the region. The Trump administration is hailing this week's trade talks with China and Shanghai as a positive step. AP's Charles de la Desma.
Spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham says the U.S.-China meetings, aimed at ending a tariff war over trade and technology, are expected to resume in Washington in September. In a statement from officials, the Chinese confirmed their commitment to President Donald Trump to buy more U.S. agricultural exports, something Trump had publicly cast doubt on. Economists had said quick breakthroughs were unlikely because the two governments still face the same disagreements over China's technology policy and trade surplus. I'm Charles de la Desma.
Germany has rejected the U.S. call to join an international mission to protect maritime traffic in the Strait of Hormuz. The United States had asked Germany to join France and Britain in a mission to secure shipping through the strait, the narrow maritime passage through which international tankers transport at least a fifth of the world's crude oil supply. Tensions have heightened in the Middle East in recent weeks, with the U.S. and Iran both announcing they shot down each other's unmanned drones near the strait. The U.S. Senate approved the U.S. President Donald Trump's choice to be the American envoy to the United Nations. Kelly Kraft, the longtime GOP donor from Kentucky, is currently U.S. ambassador to Canada. She was confirmed 56-34 Wednesday with the support of all the Republicans and five Democrats. She succeeds Trump's first U.N. ambassador, Nikki Haley, who left the administration at the end of December. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Oh, hey. VOA1. The best music now.